Last month, when I was in New York City visiting my daughter, two species popped up on the National Bird Rarity List only 50 miles away in New Jersey, barnacle and pink-footed goose. Both were birds I'd never seen before in the wild. If they had shown up 50 miles from Duluth, I'd have been in the car in a heartbeat. But driving around New York City is not something I do easily. I'm always tense by the time I reach my daughter's place. I pull up in front of a fire hydrant, call up to her apartment, and her partner Michael parks the car for me. Then I try not to move it again until it's time to head home. The barnacle goose is a species I first read about when I got my first field guides in 1974, but I never got fixated on seeing one because both books emphasized that it was an old world species. When one showed up occasionally in America, usually in winter along the East Coast, it was simply an accidental stray. Barnacle geese are strikingly beautiful with white forehead and face contrasting with the black neck and bill, and are often raised in captivity, so at least some North American records are probably of birds that escaped from game farms or aviculturists. The first North American record of a barnacle goose was in 1867, when one appeared on James Bay in Quebec. Sightings were sporadic until recent decades, with marked increases beginning in the 1990s, probably coinciding with greater enforcement of game conservation laws in Europe. But as beautiful and as rare as they are, and as much as I'd love to add barnacle goose to my life list, I don't feel any deep need to chase one even as close as 50 miles away, at least not if the driving involves New York City. The pink-footed goose wasn't shown in either of my first Golden or Peterson guides because it had never been seen in North America when those field guides were written. Except for its feet, the pink-footed goose is fairly nondescript and not often kept in captivity in America. Its main claim to fame is its role in the book and movie The Big Year. When Sandy Comito broke the all-time record for a big year in 1998, as written about in Mark Obnosik's book, the pink-footed goose Comito saw in Pennsylvania was a Code 5 species, the rarest classification, because fewer than three had been recorded in the previous 30 years. By 2004, there were 17 records of the species in eastern North America and one in Washington State. The bird is now considered a Code 4 for birds that have been seen more than three times on the continent in the past 30 years but are not occurring annually, and it soon may be downgraded on the rarity scale to a mere Code 3 because they seem to be turning up every year now. The movie The Big Year played with a lot of bird facts, and the oddest may have been their ending the year with Steve Martin and Jack Black's characters seeing a pink-footed goose in Colorado, a state where none has ever been seen, in a tiny puddle in the snow which could not possibly have furnished any waterfowl with food for any length of time. Cool as they are, my dread of big city driving was larger than my hunger to see a pink-footed goose, so my car stayed in the same parking spot in Brooklyn until I left for home. There'd be no wild goose chase for me on that trip. But just last week, I set out on a journey an order of magnitude longer than the 50-mile trip would have been, just to see a gull. But my wild gull chase is a story for another day. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.